Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Poland introducing Falun Dafa in Lublin and raising awareness of the persecution in China. Mexico, new practitioners feel enriched after attending Falun Dafa 9-day lecture seminars. Runners in Sydney's Rose Bay learn about Falun Gong. Taiwan, college students gain inspiration at Falun Dafa Youth Summer Camp. Mother of Canadian resident sentenced to 4 years for speaking up for her faith. And Arizona, Falun Dafa Club welcomed at university event. Now for the stories.
Poland, introducing Falun Dafa in Lublin and raising awareness of the persecution in China. Lublin, a historical city in eastern Poland, held a 3-day event celebrating the 450th anniversary of the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth. Polish Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the event to introduce the practice to local residents during the weekend of August 17th and 18th. Many people took photos and videos of the Falun Dafa exercise demonstration and expressed their interest in learning the practice. Some bought books and others left their phone numbers to be informed of the next class. Practitioners passed out more than 10,000 flyers about the practice and persecution in China. Many people were shocked after reading about the torture committed by the communist regime. People signed a petition addressed to the Prime Minister of Poland as well as the speakers of the Senate and the House. Many people said to practitioners after they signed the petition, "You are doing great. Hang in there. We support you. This activity is very important. We respect you. Bless you." Kazimier, a reporter who worked for a Polish media company in Beijing in 1999, said, "That summer, 20 years ago, I was there when the communists were arresting Falun Dafa people on Tiananmen Square. I took some photos. A police officer ran toward me. To protect the photos, I switched my camera with my friend." Kazimier was interrogated for more than 1.5 hours in a police station before he was released. He said, "My article was published in Lublin's newspaper. I am a witness of Falun Dafa being persecuted. I have been paying attention to the matter for the past 20 years. I respect that Falun Dafa never gave up and persisted in spreading the truth. I respect and support Falun Dafa very much. I believe the persecutors will be brought to justice."
Mexico. New practitioners feel enriched after attending Falun Dafa 9-day lecture seminars. After the positive feedback from a seminar held in Puebla in May, a Falun Dafa 9-day lecture seminar was held in Mexico City in late July 2019. The attendees watched videos of the lectures given by Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa. They also learned the 5 sets of exercises and talked about their experiences. Some heard about the seminar through social media and said that they felt very fortunate and enriched after listening to Mr. Li's teachings. Alejandra from Mexico City said, "I want to learn the teachings. I do notice specific changes within myself, but I need to read. It will be a very big challenge because I'm faced with my many attachments. Identifying them will be a daily exercise as well as the physical exercises. I really appreciate Falun Dafa, and I carry in my heart these teachings. During these 9 days, I learned so much. I feel very encouraged." Nacho from Mexico City said, "Thank you for your kindness. For myself, this is a step forward. This is an opportunity to reflect on who we are and what we do. I'll cherish Falun Dafa in my heart, and I thank you. I know my challenge will be to keep cultivating, keep learning, and above all, continue this mission and not forget to share the teachings with other people." Maria, a university student of psychology from Puebla, said that after attending the seminar, her constant feelings of tiredness and low spirits disappeared. As soon as she started practicing the Falun Dafa exercises, she felt a great energy which allowed her to do everything she needed to do with no need to stop and rest. Victoria, an accountant, and Maria's mother, attended the 9-day seminar held in Puebla. For several years, her sister kept telling her about Falun Dafa, but she didn't bother to try it. After the seminar, she was convinced that Falun Dafa is very good, and she now regrets waiting so long to practice. Victoria and her daughter said they experienced great joy after attending the seminar, so they wished to let more people know about Falun Dafa.
Runners in Sydney's Rose Bay learn about Falun Gong. The City to Surf Marathon in Sydney, Australia, is one of the largest running events in the world by participation. It attracts around 80,000 competitive and fun runners each year who race 8.7 miles, 14 kilometers, from Sydney's central business district out to Bondi Beach. This year, the marathon was held on August 10th. Different performers traditionally gather along the marathon route to provide entertainment. Falun Gong practitioners also participated along the race route this year by providing an exercise demonstration in the beautiful coastal neighborhood of Rose Bay. Athletes and spectators alike learned more about Falun Gong's journey of resisting the Chinese Communist Party's persecution, and many encouraged practitioners in their efforts to seek justice for Falun Gong. Many marathon participants gave practitioners high fives, and some stopped to sign a petition calling for an end to the persecution. Practitioners set up large banners behind the exercise demonstration that read, "Falun Dafa is great. The world needs truthfulness, compassion, tolerance, and help to end the 20-year persecution of Falun Gong in China." Australian Dr. Rekha Rao signed the practitioner's petition and said that she was saddened to learn that the persecution was still happening in this day and age, and that we need to fight for freedom. She said, "The world needs such a voice. Keep up your great work. Never give it up. I wish you the best. I'm proud of you." She wanted to tell Falun Gong practitioners in China, "I understand the difficulties you are facing. It's very hard. Please don't give up your beliefs because of the persecution, because the meaning of life doesn't lie in the length or how you live, but in your beliefs and your fight against the evil. We need to awaken more people to support justice. The more you call, the more supporters you get, and the more you will win."
Taiwan. College students gain inspiration at Falun Dafa Youth Summer Camp. Young Falun Dafa practitioners from more than 20 colleges and universities in Taiwan attended the annual Falun Dafa Youth Summer Camp at Transworld University in Douliu City on August 16th through 18th. The purpose of the event was to let young practitioners understand the meaning of cultivation practice through Fa study and experience sharing, and provide an environment for them to learn from each other and bring a truthful, kind attitude to their daily lives. The organizers also hoped the camp would encourage younger practitioners to positively impact their campuses. Many attendees commented that they experienced a strong and positive energy during the camp. Another of their common experiences was that many of them felt they could now easily find a solution or a way out from adversity after they based their thinking on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Young, who was born in China, migrated to Japan with her family when she was 13. She graduated from a university in Japan 2 years ago. A few months ago, she obtained a working visa to teach Japanese in Taiwan. She said it was a valuable opportunity to participate in the summer camp, and she often experienced a positive energy field while with the other young practitioners. She emphasized that the freedom in Taiwan is valuable and wished that the practitioners who were born and raised in Taiwan would cherish their environment and study the Fa more so they could be more persistent in cultivating well. A student named Wu, a sophomore in high school, said the camp gave him time to calm down and study the Fa with good concentration. Wu shared, "I was wronged at school and felt very upset. I felt it was unfair because other students got a pass, but I was punished. My father didn't believe my explanation and added salt to the wound. I couldn't totally put all of these things down at the beginning, but during the camp, I began to look inward at myself. I found many attachments, like jealousy and the feeling I had been unfairly treated, and I became determined to let them go. I gradually put them all down. Though the camp was only 3 days and two nights, nearly every attendee experienced the power of Falun Dafa and felt they obtained a lot."
Mother of Canadian resident sentenced to 4 years for speaking up for her faith. An award-winning teacher in Beijing and mother of a Canadian resident was sentenced to a four-year prison term for not renouncing her faith in Falun Gong, a spiritual and meditation discipline that has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since 1999. Her family is preparing to file an appeal for her. Ms. Chen Yan, 51, a chemistry teacher at Beijing No. 9 Middle School, was arrested on December 3, 2018, after being reported for passing out calendars containing information about Falun Gong. Her case has received widespread attention in and out of China. Upon hearing about her arrest, many of her former students called the prosecutor's office and demanded her release. On the other side of the globe, her daughter Karen, currently residing in Montreal, Canada, took to the street to call for more international support to secure her mother's release. At the same time, Amnesty International initiated a campaign to rescue Ms. Chen. They urged people to contact the prosecutor in charge of Ms. Chen's case and the Chinese ambassador to the United States. Some Canadians who've heard about her case wrote letters to the prosecutor, and some posted information about Ms. Chen's case on social media. In response to the global rescue efforts, the prosecutor said that they would release her as long as she wrote a statement renouncing Falun Gong. Ms. Chen refused to comply. Ms. Chen appeared in court on August 16, 2019. She was charged with undermining law enforcement, a standard pretext used by the authorities to frame and imprison Falun Gong practitioners. She wasn't represented by a lawyer and testified in her own defense. The presiding judge in charge of Ms. Chen's case manipulated the evidence against her by counting the materials she hadn't yet distributed as having been distributed, and also treated the booklets with only a few pages as books to charge her. The verdict against Ms. Chen was announced 1 week later. She was taken to Beijing Women's Prison.
Arizona. Falun Dafa Club welcomed at university event. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the annual Fall Welcome event on August 20th and 21st, 2019, at Arizona State University. They handed out information about Falun Dafa and how it's being persecuted, and gave people handmade lotus flowers. The practitioners were also invited to demonstrate the exercises on stage. Several freshmen attended the event and stopped by the practitioners' booth. Many left their contact information, wishing to learn more about the ancient spiritual practice. A university advisor who wanted to learn more about Falun Dafa expressed her sympathy for those being persecuted in China. She said that she has traveled to Hong Kong and has some understanding of the Chinese Communist Party's crimes. She said she admired practitioners' unyielding courage in protesting the persecution. A Chinese student who has lived in the U.S. for many years said that she had seen Falun Dafa practitioners talking to people in Hong Kong and read their banners, but she did not fully understand what was happening. She said she wished to learn more and felt fortunate to meet practitioners during the university's event. She explained that because she came to the U.S. with her family when she was very young, she knew little about the persecution in China. The practitioners explained the extent of the persecution, brutality, and how the CCP tries to conceal it. Practitioners were also invited to demonstrate the exercises on stage and many students came to watch. After practitioners demonstrated the five sets of exercises, the moderator announced information about the practice site and welcomed students and staff to participate every week. A group of American students came to the stand and said they were very interested in learning more. Before they left, practitioners gave them handmade lotus flowers. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.